Y'all ain't ready for this one. Oh, I'm Marianne. My trucks and my loafs on. I was in my A and my A Superman on. I know I got it, got it, got it. I know she own it, own it, own it. I know you see it, you see it. I know she want it, want it, want it. She got that Cali good, Cali good. She got it, got it. She got me police and then wishing at him. What? Little mama got a back ride. She be skating on it, got a singing flashlight. She be trying to get her, but she holding on hella tight. I got that act right, that's what she like. I get it in. I get it in, I get it in, I get it in, I get it again, I get it in, 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 I get it in. Done with them boys, cause she done found a main now. Ain't no competition, chief, I'ma win it hands down. I'ma show her love, love, even when my fans ride. Get it to the music, baby, tell me how my band sound. I know I got it, got it, got it. I know she own it, own it, own it. I know you see it, you see it. I know she want it, want it. She got that Cali good, Cali good. And she got it. She got me police and then wishing at him. What? Little mama got a back ride. She be skating on it, got a singing flashlight. Be trying to get her, but she holding on hella tight. I got that act right, that's what she like. I get it, I get it, I get it.
She ain't want none. Don't want me to buy none. Man, she the fire. Down the broken neck when she see me with Omarion. Double take, double take. Let's go have a triple day. Me, you and them twins, you be way out there. Y'all there, I'm the man. If I ain't putting it down right, you can cancel me. I'm married to the game, so right now you can't marry me. Champagne wishes, private jet kisses. Shanghai, Bangkok, we overseas tripping. Pinocchio, your nose a roll. I'm smoking, smoking Tokyo. I travel, but this rapping got me going places you never go.
I get it, I get it, I get it.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note, don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double, don't worry, be happy, don't worry, be happy now. Happy. The landlord say your rent is late. He may have to litigate, don't worry. Be happy.
Look at me, I'm happy.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Don't worry.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Be happy.
Ooh,
hey, I give you my phone number. When you worry, call me. I make you happy.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Don't worry. Ain't got no cash, ain't got no style, ain't got no gal to make you smile, but don't worry, be happy. Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note, don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double, don't worry, be happy, don't worry, be happy now. Landlord say your rent is late. He may have to litigate. Don't worry. Be happy.
Look at me, I'm happy.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Don't worry.
Ooh, ooh,
be happy.
Ooh, ooh,
I give you my phone number. When you worry, call me. I make you happy.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Ain't got no cash, ain't got no style, ain't got no gal to make you smile, but don't worry, be happy. Cause when you worry your face will frown, and that will bring everybody down, so don't worry, be happy, don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy, don't worry, be happy, don't worry, be happy, don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, don't worry, don't do it. Be happy.
Put a smile on your face. Don't bring everybody down like this.
Don't worry.
It will soon pass, whatever it is.
Don't worry, be happy.
I'm not worried.
Now you can look the word up again and again, but the dictionary doesn't know the meaning of friend. And if you ask me, you know I couldn't be much help, because a friend's somebody you judge for yourself. Some are okay and they treat you real cool, and some mistake your kindness for being the fool. We like to be with some because they're funny. Others come around when they need some money. Some you grew up with around the way, and you're still real close to this very day. Homeboys through the summer, winter, spring and fall, and then there's some we wish we never knew at all. And this list goes on again and again, but these are the people that we call friends. When we first went out together, we barely knew each other. We had no intentions on becoming lovers, but in no time at all, you became my girl. Me and you, one-on-one, against the world. Talking on the telephone for hours at a time, and else I was at your house, or you was at mine. And then came the arguments and all kinds of problems. Besides making love, we had nothing in common. It couldn't last longer, cause it started out strong, but I guess we went about the whole thing wrong. Cause out of nowhere it just came to an end, because we became lovers before we were friends.
Friends, how many of us have them? Friends, ones we can depend on. Friends, how many of us have them? Friends, before we go any further, let's be friends.
And the girlfriend were so tight, you took her out with you and your guy one night. She even had a set of keys to your home, and you shared mostly everything you own. But as she shook your hand, she stole your man, and it was done so sweet, it had to be a plan. Couldn't trust her with trees, let alone your keys. With friends like that, you don't need enemies. You wonder how long it was all going on, and you're still not sure if your glad is gone. You say, well, if she took him, he was never mine. But deep inside, you know that's just another lie. And now you're kinda cold towards people you meet, cause of something that was done to you by some creep. But nevertheless, I'll say it again, that these are the people that we call friends.
Friends, how many of us have them? Friends, before we go any further, let's be friends.
Gucci, it's your girl. Shout out to everybody tuned in. Definitely appreciate you. The number is 515-605-9329 if you want to join in. Tonight is Behind the Wall. We talking about Behind the Wall. Behind the Wall meaning behind that jail wall. Well, unfortunately, you might have some family members that's back there, or mommy. You might have friends of friends that's back there, or you might just want to know, you know what I mean, what's going on back there. Tonight I've chosen, there's so many convicted mothers for killing their children. We definitely need to get into that. I want to dive into that. See what that be like. Fuck that going on with that. So we're going to get into some of that tonight. We're going to go into a little bit more music, and then I'm going to come back with some of these stories. Shout out for everybody who tuned in last night. We had an amazing time. Real Talk with Dr. Von. Make sure you catch the show if you missed out. Definitely went in. I gave some tips for you guys for your date night. Uh-huh. For your little date night. Some things to spice up your little date night. So if you didn't hear it, make sure you are following me on my social medias. We'll be back. Greenleaf Network Live. You already know what it is. We'll be right back. Here go my young boy.
Y'all ain't ready for this one. Oh, Amarion,
Gucci,
yeah, Song Dynasty,
Burp.
I can get it.
Gucci, Gucci,
hey. I just got the Bray Luga, got my grown on. Had a sister labor, getting money, money, long, long. I be so LA, got my chucks and my loafs on. I was in my A and MIA, Superman on. I know I got it, got it, got it. I know she own it, own it, own it. I know you see it, see it, see it. I know she want it, want it, want it. She got that Cali good. Mama got a back ride. She be skating on it, got a singing flashlight. Be trying to get her, but she holding on hella tight. I got that act right, that's what she like. I get it in, 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 I get it in. Done with them boys, hell, she done find a main now. Ain't no competition, chief, I'ma win it hands down. Show her love, love, even when my fans ride. Get it to the music, baby, tell me how my bands sound. I know I got it, got it, got it. I know she own it, own it, own it. I know you see it, see it, see it. I know she want it, own it. She got that Cali good, Cali good. And she got her, her. She got me police and then wishing at him. What? Lil' mama got a back ride. She be skating on it, got a singing flashlight. Be tryna get her, but she holding no hell inside. I got that act right, that's what she like. I get it, I get it, I get it.
As I look up at the sky, my mind starts tripping, a tear drops my eye. My body temperature falls, I'm shaking and they breaking, trying to save the dough. Pumping on my chest and I'm screaming. I stop breathing, damn, I see demons. Dear God, I wonder can you save me? I can't die, my boo-boo's about to have my baby. I think it's too late for praying. Hold up, her voice spoke to me and it slowly started saying,
bring your lifestyle to me, you'll make it better.
And how long will I live?
Eternal life and forever.
Oh, will I be the G that I was?
I'll make your life better than you can imagine or even dreamed of. So relax yourself, let me take control. Close your eyes, my son.
My eyes are closed. My coma. I got my mama and my daddy and my homies in my coma.
It's gonna take a miracle, like faith, for me to walk again and talk again. But anyway, I get funny some keys to get back on my feet. And everything that said came to reality. Living like a baller, low. I'm having money and blowing hella smoke. I bought my mama a Benz, my boo-boo a Jag, and now I'm rolling in the nitrous AL Dope Ray.
Just remember who changed your mind, cause when you start set tripping, that ass is mine.
Indeed, a great proceed to smoke. Never have a want, never have a need. They say I'm greedy, but I still want more, cause my eyes want a journey to more. Fill it up.
Check it out.
Murder was the cake that they gave me.
Murder was the cake that they gave me.
Murder was the cake that they gave me. No more endo, gin and juice. I'm on my way to Chino, rolling on the Great Goose, shackled from head to toe. 25 with the SL, was nowhere to get, so I know. From the other side, recognize my face, cause it's the OG, Deagle Double G, LBC. Man dogging, cause I don't care. Red jumpsuit with two braids in my head. Stare as I enter the center. They send me to a level 3 yard. That's where I stay late night. I hear two brushes scraping on the floor. Getting they shanks, just in case the war pops off. Cause you can't tell what's next. My little homie, baby boo, he took a pencil in his neck. And he probably won't make it to C-22. I'll put that on my mama, I'm gonna ride for you, baby boo.
They won't let me out, and I had a long day in court, shit stressed me out. Won't give me a bail, they can't get me out. Now I'm headed to the county, gotta do a bid here. I'm used to living luxurious, I don't wanna live here. The walls is gray, the clothes is orange. The phones is broke, the food is garbage. A lot of niggas is living with these circumstances. SP's the same, I still murk your manses. Drug money, the rap money, work advances. Niggas ran and told I should've murked the Kansas. Got popped for a murder attempt. Knocked me on D block when I was burning the hemp. Had a brick in the stash, hope they don't take it to a further extent. Locked up and they won't let me out. When I hit my cell block, niggas know to threat me out.
I'm steady trying to find the motive. Why do what I do? The freedom ain't getting no closer. No matter how far I go, my car is stolen. No registration. Cops patrolling. And now they done stop me and I get locked up.
They won't let me out. They won't let me out.
Locked up.
They won't let me out, no.
Down to Rio, back with a couple peeps. The corner block's on fire, from the covers dressed as beans. Making so much money, products moving fast. Put away the cash, as I sold the last bag. Fucked around and got locked up.
They won't let me
when I'm locked up, I rep two sets, so I'ma ride or die and stay deep locked up. Two toothbrushes up, whoever wanted with P. When I walk by, nigga, get up, cause I'm locked up, they can't get me out. I smoke a stick of haze when they stress me out. Go and hit the bar when the wreck be out. Can't wait for the day when they let me out.
Visitation no longer comes by. Seems like they forgot about me. Commissary is getting empty. Cellmates eating food without me. Can't wait to get out and move forward with my life. Got a family that loves me and wants me to do right. But still I'm here locked up.
They won't let me out. They won't let me out.
Coochie, y'all. Welcome to my world of green. I am so happy to have you here with me. Tonight is Behind the Wall. We're speaking on those behind the wall or about to go behind the wall or already behind the wall. It's always a reason. It's always two sides to every story. Right and wrong, then the truth. So in this story that I'm about to go into is a little different because, I'll let you judge for yourself. Shout out to everybody tuned in. I apologize. I'm sorry. I want to shout out to everybody who's hitting me up on Instagram. I haven't been over there in a little while. So everybody who hit me up on Instagram, your messages and all that, I apologize. Just saw it. I'm a busy lady. A lot of platforms to check. Instagram me. So I apologize about the Instagram. I will reach back out to everybody who reached out to me. You know, you don't have to say shit to me. You know what I mean? So I don't want you to get the idea that I take for granted that somebody's reaching out to me for anything. You know, because you don't have to say shit. You don't have to call in. You don't have to listen to the show. And, you know, I don't want that. So I want you to understand that, you know, wasn't intentional. I missed it. And I will get back to each and every person who reached out to me. About whatever I didn't have a chance to go through everything, but I will get to you. Tonight on Behind the Wall, I wanted to speak of women who were actually convicted for killing children. This story right here is, I don't know, it's a little crazy. This story is about a mother. She's only 27, and she's actually from Newport News. Virginia, it says Newport News, VA. And let me just go through the story, and I'll get you, see what you... So, it seems that... Okay, so her name's Contessa. And Contessa was good friends with the toddler's mother who had invited Renee Hudson to her apartment. Renee Hudson is the mother with the case. So she invites her to the apartment. The plan was they were to have an overnight play date with Contessa's daughter. So about 6 hours after Ava arrived, she felt unresponsive after consuming a combination of drugs in the early morning hours. Holloman showed up at Ava's, at the mother's home, a 5-minute drive from her own, just about 1 a.m. with the girl in her arms. During a search warrant, the police executed at Contessa's house later on that morning. It shows that they found torn, almost empty plastic bag in the living room on the television stand behind the TV. Now, why would she have something that could suffocate somebody? All right, let me finish. Let me not. Okay, so now inside, hold on. So it was a plastic baggie inside of the living room on a television stand behind the TV. Now inside was a powdery white residue that included, it was a mixture of heroin, fentanyl, and tramadol. Why would you, first of all, fentanyl is what Michael Jackson died of. That's my heart. So every time I hear that, I'm going to go crazy. Why would you have fentanyl, heroin, and tramadol? Why would you have those three together anyway? That's number one. Number two, no, let me just say number one. Why would you have that around the kids anywhere where a child would be? Why would that be? Okay, so the same residue from the bag was found on a blanket in Contessa's bedroom. So the medical examiner determined that Avia died of a combination of those same drugs with fentanyl levels within fatal range for an adult. I'm going to say that again. So the same residue was found on a blanket in Contessa's bedroom. Now remember, Contessa is the mother of the daughter who died. The same residue was found on a blanket in her bedroom, and the state medical examiner's office later determined that Ava died, Ava's the child, of a combination of those drugs. They're stating that the fentanyl level alone was a fatal range for an adult. Now, Contessa said she had no idea at the time that Ava had ingested the drug in her home. According to court testimony, Contessa was called early in the morning and said she was, her mother was called early in the morning and she was told that the daughter said that she was cramping. She was advised that she needed to come get the three-year-old and bring the three-year-old home. She's 3 years old. So she testified that she was sleeping when she picked her up and carried her outside to the car. She said that she heard the girl snoring just before arriving at the mother's house and saw normal drooling. So basically, you're saying you want to get rid of her now because she fell asleep off some shit that she had no business being around. Now you're saying you gave her up. She was just drooling. She was basically just sleeping. All right, but the child's mother testified that she knew something was very wrong as soon as her child was handed over to her. She said the child was completely unresponsive and appeared pale. Hold on. Let me continue to read, because the next thing I'm going to say is, I know you didn't let her pass you over your baby and walk away while my baby's unresponsive. I know that didn't happen. She did. That's the next thing I'm about to read. Wow. So following a one-day bench warrant, she was found guilty of felony homicide, 2 counts of felony child neglect involving both Ava and the daughter, and the drug possession count. Okay, so now, do you agree that the mother should be blamed for this because the residue was found in her possession? She didn't have the child, though. Somebody else was babysitting. She didn't have the child. I'm sorry. Wait a second. I'm getting hit. That's somebody hitting me from behind. Let me go back to, no, I'm very correct in saying that it's you can actually look it up in Newport. It's in the Virginia Pilot. If you'd like to look the story up, it's in the Virginia Pilot. And yes, the drugs is fentanyl. I was just asked to verify, was it fentanyl? Yes, absolutely. Actually, it was three, I said. Fentanyl, heroin, and tramadol. Those three, yes. So, okay, back where was I? So, she's now being held in Newport News City Jail. She faces up to 65 years in prison. And she was sentenced, hold up, yeah, okay, so she faces 65 years in prison. That's not, now, this story was sent to me. Now, that's not really, I don't want to discredit this story. Thank you for sending it to me, but this is not, I thought, well, She did, her child did die, but I thought When I received this story, I want to explain to the person who reached out with me the story. When you sent this story to me, you gave me the impression that she was physically, well, that is physically harmed. Just because it wasn't with a weapon, that's still physically harmed. So, okay. All right. Okay. I see where you would. I see how I'm thinking physical, meaning she passed away with, you know, physical, you know, for her body, physical. But this is physical as in, you know, as in consumption. She consumed it. So to the person that sent the story, reached out. Now, I mean, what do I think? I think everybody was negligent in this case. Because why was that behind the TV where she was even at? How could that be over there where she was even at? Why did you send her somewhere? Or I'm saying you sent her to babysitter, and I'm assuming she was fine when you sent her. You wouldn't just be that fucked up of a mom and send her while she's all loopy and everything, because the person who had her said, no, you got to come get her because she's too loopy. She needs to go to the doctor. She needs to be sent back home, and you brung her back home. I don't care about that. If I have somebody's child that was sent to me to babysit and they get loopy on me, I would think the first thing you would do would take them to the emergency room, not to take them back home to the parent. No? Am I wrong? I get it. It's your child or and all that, but you sent them to me. They're in my possession, and they got sick. So aren't I supposed to make sure that they get well as quickly as possible? Aren't I supposed to make sure they go right to the emergency and then contact you and have you meet them there? That makes no sense to take them waiting for Uber or cab or however the fuck you got back over there. Take her back over there, and she already wasn't responsive. She could have possibly been already dead when you were taking her back home. What sense does that make? That makes no sense. That's neglect on her end as well. Why did you have heroin and fentanyl and Tramadol? It says Tramadol. I never even heard of that. Tramadol. It says trauma than the word doll. Tramadol. Why? My mind's blown. She says this. She doesn't agree, you know, with the sentence. Her family doesn't agree. They don't believe that she's responsible, that she should hold any type of responsibility for that. I definitely don't agree with that. I definitely do not agree with that. I'm gonna let y'all soak that in for a minute. It looks like I got somebody trying to actually call in and speak on there, but their number's going in and out. Let me just go behind the scenes, see if I can actually get them in. We're going to go to a break really quick, and then we're going to come back. Stay. I can see you, but you're going in and out. If you just press 1, we're going to take a commercial real quick, see if I can get them to come in and speak on this. We'll be back.
Now you can look the word up again and again, but the dictionary doesn't know the meaning of friend. And if you ask me, you know I couldn't be much help, because a friend's somebody you judge for yourself. Some are okay and they treat you real cool, and some mistake your kindness for being the fool. We like to be with some because they're funny. Others come around when they need some money. Some you grew up with around the way, and you're still real close to this very day. Homeboys through the summer, winter, spring, and fall. And then there's some we wish we never knew at all. And this list goes on again and again. But these are the people that we call friends.
we first went out together, we barely knew each other. We had no intentions on becoming lovers, but in no time at all, you became my girl. Me and you, one-on-one, against the world. Talking on the telephone for hours at a time, and else I was at your house, or you was at mine. And then came the arguments and all kinds of problems. Besides making love, we had nothing in common. It could've lasted longer, cause it started out strong, but I guess we went about the whole thing wrong. Cause out of nowhere, it just came to an end, because we became lovers before we were friends.
Friends. How many of us?
You took her out with you and your guy one night. She even had a set of keys to your home, and you shared mostly everything you own. But as she shook your hand, she stole your man, and it was done so sweet, it had to be a plan. Couldn't trust her with cheese, let alone your keys. With friends like that, you don't need enemies. You wonder how long it was all going on, and you're still not sure if your lady is gone. You say, well, if she took him, he was never mine. But deep inside, you know that's just another lie. And now you're kinda cold towards people you meet, cause of something that was done to you by some creep. But nevertheless, I'll say it again, that these are the people that we call friends.
Friends. How many of us have them? Friends. Before we go any further, let's be friends.
Welcome back. You already Greenleaf Network Live. It's Behind the Wall segment. Thank everybody for tuning in. We were speaking on women incarcerated in life for death of children. So I have another story. The last story, I can't get communication through with the person, so we're going to keep trying. If they can, they're going to try to call back in the next couple minutes. If they can get through, then we'll do it. If not, we will, I'm not sure what we'll do. Maybe they will call back next week. I'm not sure. But I want to go to this next story I was given. I didn't want to miss this one. So Greene County jury found Deborah Lundstrom guilty on Wednesday of involuntary manslaughter after an 8-month-old boy died in her care. So it seems that she was found guilty of operating a child care facility without a license. So she got 9 counts of child endangerment after leaving 9 children under the age of 3 at her home unsupervised, which led to the infant's death. It was a 2-day trial. It ended last Wednesday afternoon, and the verdict was reached about 6 p.m. Police and EMS responded to the call that the infant wasn't breathing. She's 49 years old. She told the police that she left the children alone for about 12 minutes and placed the 8-month-year-old boy in a car seat in the home before she left. When she returned, she said the boy wasn't breathing. So the child identified in the obituary as rest in peace to Coleman James Shirley. He was taken to the hospital and pronounced dead. The autopsy determined that the child died due to strangulation by the child's safety seatbelt buckle and strap. I don't know what to say about that one. I mean, wow, I'm a little, wow, I just, a little tongue-tied for that one, because I'm saying, okay, so if you put the baby in the car, you left the baby unsupervised, period, because if the baby was uncomfortable at any moment, 8 months to me, that's still a baby. So if the baby was uncomfortable at any time, twisting and turning, you needed to be there to supervise the baby, to pull the strap off. Maybe his arm got stuck in the strap. Maybe something got stuck. Maybe he had a string around his sweater or something. That's definitely your responsibility. But, I mean, strangulation from the seatbelt. Is that her fault? I don't know. I'm fucked up behind that. Is that her fault? Strangulation with the seatbelt. Because isn't that a faulty seatbelt? Because I'm thinking if you are putting your child in the seatbelt in the back seat, and you put the seatbelt on, you have to adjust it to go over the car seat. It doesn't go directly on them. It goes over the car seat. You have to adjust it to go over the car seat. So you have to pull it wide enough so it can fit over them and over the car seat. So maybe he tried to get up? I don't know. I hear you people hitting me and saying, yeah, it's her fault. But I'm just saying. I wouldn't do that. How long did you have to leave him for him to get strangled up in the seatbelt? And that just don't make no sense to me. I can see, because if you put the seatbelt on, let's just say you get out and turn your head, or you go to use the phone, or you run in the store for a second. Well, I don't see that being enough time to strangle himself with the seatbelt. And they're trying to put the two together by saying that she didn't have license to, well, there's a lot of people who don't have license to daycare children. So let's not use that as the point of fact. Don't point that shit out. If that's what you're going to point out, oh, she didn't have no license. Fuck that she didn't have no license. Is that her fault that he got strangled in that seatbelt? And you didn't just leave him. You left all the kids. You left the kids in the house. You left him in the car. You left all the kids. My thing is, why put him? You probably put him in the car because he's the baby, and you figure you put him in the car seat so he won't be able to move around. If I put the younger one in, he didn't die from suffocation like, you know, the windows was closed or too much heat, overheat or anything like that. He died from strangulation of. That just, I don't know, guys. Just do not, you know, it doesn't sound right. It doesn't sound right. How the fuck did you have the seatbelt? Because I'm thinking, I have a lot of nieces and nephews. A lot. And I'm just thinking about my youngest nephew. And how many times I've put him in the car seat and don't even touch their neck. Let me bring Slant in. Let's see. Where's Gucci Slant in the building? Do you hear me?
You already know. Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I just wanted
say?
To jump in.
Is that her fault?
Her fault. It was too tight.
Her fault.
It was too tight. Like,
tight.
You don't see that it's over his neck or her neck. I don't know. I didn't hear if it was a boy or a girl.
It's a boy. But this, okay, let me just say this before you say that. I'm saying, if you, you know who I'm thinking. I'm thinking about Jemani. If I got him in the back of the car and I'm putting the seatbelt over, you have to adjust the seatbelt wide enough to go over
exactly.
the car seat to get into the thing. That's what I'm saying. So how could that, if it was too tight, she would have known right there, no?
See the actual car seat has a belt in it. That's what choked him. The belt, that's when you put him in the car seat, there's a strap, there's, in essence, a seat belt inside the car seat. That's what was too tight. A normal size car seat is not going to fit
regular,
over his
you talking about the regular. You talking about the regular seat belt or the car seat, that his car seat?
Right. His car seat is the one that choked him. She had it too tight. She didn't adjust it. That's the car, that car seat won't, the regular seat belt won't fit over, they'll be too small for it.
That's what I'm trying to say. It won't even reach. It has to be pulled
right.
and then extended to go over. So that
yeah.
could not have choked him. So you choked him with
yeah.
the seat belt inside the
right.
car seat, inside the baby car
yeah.
seat.
Yeah, it was too tight. She didn't adjust.
That was too tight.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen babies cry for that being too tight.
You're supposed to check that anyway.
I've seen that.
To make sure that it's not too tight. She just was rushing.
I've seen that.
And I don't
I've
think she
that.
Did it
right.
on purpose.
I don't think. Well, okay.
Like, unless
so
you're crazy.
We are, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm just saying, unless you're crazy and you just want to, like, strangle babies, I don't think that was her intention, but somebody's got to pay. And unfortunately, it's her.
Well, let me say this to you. Do you think it's right that she's getting all those extra counts because she left the kids in the daycare? She left 9 kids
yep.
in the daycare.
Yep, that's
9
all her
kids
fault.
In the daycare and him in the car. So where the fuck was you? So where'd you go?
But 12 minutes, anything could happen in 12 minutes. For real.
So you... Wow. Wow.
That's way too long for kids under the age of what? You said 3 months?
He's 3 years old.
Yeah, still. 3 years old under the age of 3.
But think about this, though. 3 years old, don't they sit in a regular car seat?
I mean, it depends on how big the baby is. You know, but
you understand
still.
What I'm saying? When they three, don't they sit their ass like on the actual chair and put the seatbelt, not seatbelt, not the in the too big to sit in the baby thing.
Yeah, I don't think it would. I think it was the she said car seat. So I'm guessing
right,
that baby,
she put him in
the
car
8 month old. Right, the car seat is the thing that choked him.
For the 8 month old, okay.
Yeah, for the 8 month old. They ain't big enough to get in a regular seatbelt.
He had to be in the. Okay.
Yeah,
all right, we figured it out. We figured it out, baby. We're gonna take a break. I got one little quick story, and then we're gonna get out of here. We got about 15 minutes left for the show. Thank you so much for helping me figure that out. We'll be right back, y'all. Don't move.
Gotcha.
Wait, what you say? You say something? What?
I said, I got you.
Okay. This for you.
I ain't no joke. I used to to let the mic smoke. Now I slam it when I'm done and make sure it's broke. When I'm gone, no one gets on, cause I won't let nobody press up and mess up the scene I set. I like to stand in a crowd and watch the people wonder, damn. But think about it, then you understand. I'm just an addict, addicted to music. Maybe it's a habit, I gotta use it. Even if it's jazz or the quiet storm, I hook a beat up, convert it into hip-hop form. Write a rhyme and graffiti in every show you see me in. Deep concentration, cause I'm no comedian. Jokers are wild, if you wanna be tame, I treat you like a child and you're gonna be named. Another enemy, not even a friend of me, cause you'll get fried in the end when you pretend to be competing. Cause I just put your mind on pause and I complete when you compare my rhyme with yours. I wake you up and as I stare in your face, you seem stunned. Remember me, the one you got your idea from. But soon you start to suffer, the tune will get rougher. When you start to stutter, that's when you had enough of fighting it'll make you choke. You can't provoke, you can't cope. You should have broke because I ain't no joke. Broke. As serious as cancer, who can keep the average dancer hyper as a heart attack? Nobody's smiling, cause you're expressing the rhyme that I'm styling. This is what we all sit down to write. You can't make it, so you take it home, break it and bite. Use pieces and bits of all my hip-hop hits. Get the style down, packed, then it's time to switch. Put my tape on pause and add some more to yours. Then you figure you're ready for the neighborhood chores. The E-M-C-E-E, don't even try to be. When you come up to speak, don't even lie to me. You like to exaggerate, dream and imagine it. Then change the rhyme around, that could aggravate me. So when you see me come up free, or you'll be one of those seven MCs. They think that I'm a new jack, but only if they knew that. They who think wrong, or they who can't do that style that I'm doing, they might ruin patterns of paragraphs based on you. And you're all BDJ, if anything he play sound familiar, I'll wait till each day play him. So I'ma have to diss who broke, you can get a smack for this. I ain't no joke. The microphone like a grudge, be a whole record so the needle don't budge. I hold a conversation cause what I invent, I nominated my DJ the president. When I'm CI, I'll keep a freestyle going steadily, to pucker up and whistle my melody. But whatever you do, don't miss one, there'll be another rough rhyme after this one. Before you know it, you're following it, fiending, waiting for the punchline to get the meaning. Like before, the moral of my story I'm telling, nobody beats the art, so stop yelling, save it, put it in your pocket for later, cause I'm moving the crowd and be a record fader. No interruptions till the mic is broke. When I'm gone, then you can joke, cause everything is real on a serious tip. Keep playing and I experience quick, and I take you for a walk through hell. Freeze your dome, then watch your eyeballs swell. Guide you out of triple state darkness. When it gets dark again, then I'ma spark this microphone, cause the heat is on. You see smoke in the finish when the beat is gone. I'm no joke, no joke, no joke.
Welcome back. I just wanted to do this last story before we go. A Wisconsin woman opened fire on her family, injuring the father of her children and killing her 8-year-old daughter, her 5-year-old son, before turning the gun on herself. This actually was in Wisconsin. And they say, hold on. Right before she did this, she posted a picture of her hugging and smiling with her daughter. But at 7:40 p.m. that day, she picked up the handgun and began shooting. According to police, she struck the 31-year-old baby father multiple times. As he tried to get out, you know, she was shooting at him from the back. The father was hospitalized. Gunshot wounds have been removed from intensive care. He says domestic violence has no place in this community. He goes on to say that he hoped that they can fully investigate the domestic violence incidents that occurred between them. He actually was a father that made complaints about her being abusive towards him. So, in essence, she killed herself and the kids and, I guess, just left him alive because she could have killed him too, but she didn't. She didn't. I mean, how fucked up is that? What'd you say about that, Slander? How salam is that?
Well, she tried to kill him. Shit. She just didn't succeed. That's some real fucked up shit.
And then you post a good picture of you and the kids smiling and having a good life, and then you shoot them to yourself and then graze him?
Oh, no, maybe he was ducking and dodging. Well, he was ducking and dodging. So he didn't get a clean shot.
Right, she probably thought she got him and she didn't get him. Mm-hmm. All right.
Well,
we're going to get on out of here.
He got to live with that for the rest of his life.
Wow. Forever and ever that he had to watch it and see it. Right. Yeah. Had to watch that, see that, feel that. Can't go have no kids to go to, nobody, like, that's terrible. I would have loved to know what was going on in that brain right before that happened. And something made a snap.
For real. Something definitely made a snap.
That's for you to look at them.
You know,
I mean, that's a real serial killer, for you to look at them and smile and love
them
on them and then kill them then yourself.
That's just when people don't get diagnosed. She probably already had signs of mental illness, because that's mental illness. Straight like
that.
Have
to. Depression.
As you see. Hell
and
yeah.
You, that's feeling like you nothing's going to change, you won't get no better, that you need to take your kids with you. It's not fake.
No.
It's not fake. It's
a lot of people out here.
I suffer from it, right? And don't do nothing about it. Just let it be.
You gotta go get checked. This
need
is what happens.
Pill.
Extreme.
Pick that blue
for real.
Pill, buddy. Real talk.
No, you don't want to.
Blue pill will change it all. Will change it all.
You gotta know.
Be mindful of these things. That's why, you know, I don't say these stories just for no reason. I'm telling you all of these things that, like, these women, some people think women don't have the mind state to do that to their child, you know, their mother. Yeah, right.
That's the thing where you got to understand. That shit could go way left. When you're killing your kids and shooting your husband, come on. No way she was in her right mind.
You was thinking about that. You thought about that before you did that.
Yeah.
I was premeditated. You thought about that. That wasn't just when we thought about that. Because you didn't even care if you killed him.
At all.
You just said that he was down, he was dead. All
right.
Hey, what the babies do?
Right.
Fuck.
It wasn't that bad. I don't care what they did. It wasn't that bad.
You could have gave him away.
Yeah.
Somebody would have took him.
Obviously, they got
people
the father
in this world that will take children. All right, and the father, you didn't kill him. I'm sure he would be happy to still have his children.
Well, he's going to be dead inside after this. He might kill himself.
He's not going to be. That type of thing leave you as a shell. Like, what you got left? No kids. I don't really think you care about her once you know that she did that. But that's your whole kid's life. You missed out on that because she don't have the right to take that away. She don't got the right to play God. Nobody has the right to play God.
That's so selfish. That's selfish.
Yeah. Over sex.
That's heartbreaking, though, man.
I know. So sad. Cause if you can see this picture, they are adorable. They're adorable. I mean, oh, my goodness. They look like twins. They're adorable. Two little cute little monsters. adorable. Somebody would have took them with no problem.
Yeah,
and anybody who's listening, who's feeling that way, and you need to, and you can't take care of your kids, that's what the fire department is for. Some people may not know that. You can drop your children that you do not want off to the fire department.
Yeah, they will take them.
You can, yes, they will. You can drop them off. You don't got to say your name. You don't have to do none of that. You can drop them off. You don't have to kill them. You can drop them off at the fire department, your local fire department. You can wait till it's closed. They're going to see your stupid ass anyway, but you can wait till it's closed. You can do it, whatever you need to do. Drop them off at the fire department. That's where unwanted children go. That's where they go.
You can drop them off
and
at
a service. They offer that. At where is that?
Church, too. Don't kill the babies, man.
Yeah, a church,
kill
a
yourself.
Hospital. I forgot. Yeah, church too. Definitely church. My whole thing is they're not doing it because they know if you drop them off, somebody going to have a camera. Somebody going to see it. They don't want to get caught,
yep.
So you rather just kill them. You shouldn't have had them.
Yep.
You should have spit them out. You should have killed them that way.
Yep. Some
That's
of
what
them
the
don't
fuck
care.
You going to do. Yeah, we see.
You just see no way out. I get it. But that's not the way to kill the kids.
Not cool. She was never going to have good luck anyway because you don't have good luck for doing things like that.
Well,
it's not how it works.
I don't think luck has anything to do with it. They brain ain't right. Nobody in their right mind does that. No.
Jesus facts. Well, guys, we got about 5 minutes left. We'll play some music to carry us on home. And make sure you guys tune in tomorrow. We're going to do a grief counseling in case you lost somebody yesterday, today, day before, 10 years ago, 20 years ago. We're here for you. We're here for you. We got you. So tune in tomorrow. It's popcorn. Get your tissue ready. Get ready for some good memories. Love, peace, and hair grease. We out of here. I hope we helped or touched someone today. Someone's stories told that wasn't told in the big news. And continue to do that. Continue to send me your stories. I'll be happy to say them if I can. Love is love. We out of here.
Can't bring you on. Can't give everything. Can't crush you on. Curse at me on text. Why you try to hit the